not been idle. Through the diligent efforts of many brilliant technicians, this exquisite masterpiece has been digitally swapped, boring parts have been taken out, and other things added.
Greetings and welcome to the 33rd episode of the Radio Orphans Podcast. Radio Orphans Podcast are dedicated to bringing you some of the best in original, independent music from around the world for your listening pleasure. This is Johnny.
And this is Phineas.
And Phineas, we got kind of a special edition podcast, or trying something new tonight, huh?
That's right, John. It looks like DJ Lucky Focker is going to be stopping by via satellite hookup, if all goes well, to give us a little Focker rant and maybe a song.
The Lucky Focker, DJ Lucky Focker?
That's right, the one and only DJ Lucky Focker.
All right, excellent. He's a great guy. Well, you know what? We're going to kick off this episode with Gray Martin and his tune, Gin and Tonic. Hey, Finn, you like gin and tonics?
You betcha.
Yeah, so do I. All right.
That was Gin and Tonic from Gray Martin. Go to soundclick.com/Gray Martin for more information. You're listening to the 33rd episode of the Radio Orphans Podcast. Next up, one of my favorite bands, Minneapolis-owned Secondhand Ska Kings, and It Take Money.
Tailored suits and high-class prostitutes living in style with the world in my hand. Army up and forces at my command. How can I live this way in my life of crime? Drugs and girls, a secret world without doing time. It takes money! Tailored suits and high-class prostitutes, corporate drones do my will. So many empty lies to fill. How can I live this way? I'm racked with guilt, but see the empires I have built. stocks and bonds, I profit every day. Take money! Overpass, living on the streets from night to night, always on the edge and out of sight. How can I live this way? I'm indigent, but really I am poor as shit. Junk to sell, I feel poor every day. Take money!
With Secondhand Ska Kings and It Take Money. You can find more information about this artist at secondhandskakings.com. So, Ja, how's that satellite link up doing with Lucky over there?
Well, satellite's coming through. I have the amplitude modulation oscillating to the right frequency, I believe. I think that the satellite's coming into view. Yeah, we got a link up, Finn.
Excellent, excellent. Good to hear. Well, here he is, broadcasting from his secret bunker out of Cleveland, Ohio, Lucky Focker. Take it away, Lucky.
Well, greetings to the cyberspace masses. Live from the Channel Club, it's me, Lucky Focker. That's F-O-K-K-E-R, in case you haven't heard of me, which I'm sure most of you haven't. But for those who have, you know who I am. Anyways, it's great to be here on the Radio Orphans podcast. I've been asked to do a guest spot here from time to time, and actually I was asked that about 3 months ago, 4 months ago, and I'm finally getting around to doing it, and the reason I haven't is for various reasons, which I'll touch on in just a minute or two, but the first thing I want to do is thank Ja and Phineas for inviting me to be on. I am a fan of the Radio Orphans podcast. I've been a fan of this podcast for, at this point, about 32 weeks, and I think I've caught just about every one of them. I have to admit that. Missed a couple I might have missed, but I've enjoyed it, man. I think that these guys do a great job. I think that the Radio Orphans are not only on the cutting edge of music, what they do musically with stuff is just very interesting to me. I also really think that the way they promote their music and get it heard is it's impressive, man, and it's a testament to what you can do on the internet. And I think they're doing a great job, and I certainly hope they keep it up. And I'm glad to be part of this whole thing that is called the Radio Orphans Podcast. Keep in mind that they do have what's called the Video Podcast, but well, I must admit, I'm a bit disappointed in the video podcast. The only reason being is when I saw it said video podcast, I thought I'd be seeing, you know, Ja and Phineas doing the Radio Orphans podcast, you know, doing what you're hearing now. And, you know, I thought I'd see them talking, introducing songs, maybe throwing pies in each other's faces, you know, I don't know, something, you know. But alas, what it is, and the is Radio Orphan songs that are videos, of course. And by the way, they are very cool. Don't get me wrong. That when I said I didn't enjoy them, the only reason I didn't was because I was hoping to see these guys doing something like, you know, via webcam or something. And maybe we'll get to see that someday. I hope so. Just don't invite Focker to be on that one, okay? But anyways, it's good to be here. As I said, thanks, guys. And for those of you who don't know who I am, I did a radio show on Song Planet for some time, literally over 200 shows, and started my own thing called Focker Radio. Did that for a few months, and I used to do radio shows on there. But got kind of burned out on it, you know. Did it for a long time. And oh, by the way, what you hear in the background there, in case you're wondering, like, what's that noise, all those noises? That is Jupiter, actual sounds of Jupiter. Jupiter's always been my companion when I did my shows, and it's kind of a security blanket, you know, like Linus with that blanket on the peanut strip there. So that's what it is, though, actual sounds of Jupiter, because I'm a space nut. Anyways, what I'm going to be doing here is making a guest appearance now and then on the Radio Orphans podcast, and I'll be talking about whatever's on my mind, you know. I may be playing a little music from time to time, but what I kind of do, if you don't know me, is I've been known to do a rant or two, you know. I tend to talk about things that I see going on in the world that, just kind of get to me, you know. Don't make any sense, and just make me look at it and go, what the freak are you doing, you know? I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on this podcast. So. Anyways, for example, what's been in the news lately is the Muslim community, the Muslim nation, as it were. They're all up in arms because of a cartoon depiction of their holy prophet, Muhammad. Now, I don't know if you've seen any of those yet, you know, but because believe it or not, some places are afraid to show them, some radio stations or magazines, because they are afraid that they're going to feel the wrath of the Muslim community. And while they do have one point, I will give them, is the, what I read something today, is the Muslims say that, if this would have been done with a Jewish slant, it would be called anti-Semitism, and that would be a crime. In other words, you couldn't draw a picture of, you know, a Jewish prophet in that situation, because everyone would be up in arms. And I do give them that point. People probably would. Still doesn't make their viewpoint to me, at least to me, doesn't make their viewpoint right. You know, that of being so incensed that you're going and starting huge riots, and people are actually dying over these things, you know, and the people who drew them are in fear of their own lives. I mean, that's incredible. How sensitive do people really need to be is my question, you know. To me, this is oversensitivity. That's the whole issue, oversensitivity. People are upset because of a fucking drawing, you know, and why? It's just a picture. Who cares what that person thinks of your prophet? All that matters is what you think of your prophet, right? Because you can't stop other people from thinking what they're thinking. In other words, I think you're an idiot for thinking, for being upset over all this. I do. That's my opinion. And you're an idiot. Why do you get upset and incense a whole community over such stupid things? Now, once again, I'll bet you if they'd have drawn a picture of Jesus in this thing, the Christian community would be all upset too. Of course, they wouldn't. I don't think they'd go to the point of doing what the Muslims are doing, because I think that they're a little more, at least as far as the total group of people, I believe that the Christian community is a bit more moderate because they've been around a little bit longer. But a few hundred years ago, they'd have been doing the same thing. You know, and I believe that the Muslim community is just a couple hundred years behind because they're a little bit of a newer religion. And you know, but or the Jews, they'd be nuts over this thing too. And it makes me wonder why. I don't understand why people have to get upset over such things. It's just way too much sensitivity. And I think we need a little bit more insensitivity. I think we need a little thicker skin. Because I don't care, really, I don't give a crap what you say about me. It doesn't bother me in the least. Say what you want, you know. Things like that never affected me. I never saw the importance of somebody's words. You know, it's just an opinion, and opinions are like assholes, you know. Everybody's got one. Everybody's entitled to one. You know, they can have it. Just don't let it bug you as much. That's all. Who cares? What's the point? You believe what you want to believe if it makes you happy, even though I might think it's a foolish thing to do. Who cares what I think, right? Who cares what I'm saying right now? Anyways, that's just my point of view. Anyways, that's what I'm going to be doing here from time to time on the Radio Orphans podcast. That is, at least if they like it and you are listening to this, you may hear me again. If you're not listening to this, well, you know, you wouldn't know it. All right, that's it. I'm going to be getting out of here. What I'm going to do, though, is leave you with a tune here. And I may be playing a song here from time to time in addition to my rants. Especially some new stuff that I find, or something maybe the Radio Orphans haven't played. But I think they find some very cool stuff, too. I've heard a lot of new music that these guys have played on their show. And it's great to be able to share stuff like that, ain't it? All right, anyways, this time, though, I'm going to indulge myself. And I'm going to play a Lucky Fokker tune, mainly because it kind of goes very well with what I was talking about. It's a tune called Thick Skin. And I actually wrote it about the independent music community, because people would get nuts over it. Same thing. They'd get, somebody would say something to them, and they'd become all inflamed because they were offended. I'm offended by what you said, you know? And they just start these big flame wars or big issues, you know? And it's like, you know, yeah, you might have the right to do that, but that doesn't make it right, you know? And people just don't understand that concept, I don't think. They just think if they've been wrong, they can just scream to high heaven and do whatever they want. So anyways, that's kind of what this song is about, and that's kind of what I was talking about earlier. Anyways, once again, thanks to Jaw and Phineas for having me on the show, and I'll be talking to you again. In the meantime, take care of each other, and peace. Fuck her out.
Start the song! This, don't want to be enemies, but something that you said, it has offended me. Lawyer says it's in my rights to feel this way. Insults hurt, now I'm gonna make you pay. Do you want what's best? Do you want to win? We'd be better off if we had thick skin. Cost of time, I wonder what's the going rate. Make my point, no matter what it's gonna take. Pay the price, it's in the name of liberty. In or out, which one is it gonna be? Do you want what's best? Do you wanna win? We'd be better off if we had thick skin. Once we all could see the time we waste on being right, the energy we waste on pride, silly human pride. Do you want what's best? Do you want to win?
You just heard Thick Skin from the artist Lucky Focker, and preceding that was our first Focker rant. Hey, Phineas, where can one find more of Lucky's music at?
Looks like he's got a generous helping of it up there at songplanet.com.
Oh, cool. Hey, I'm glad that satellite uplink worked out with Lucky, huh?
Yeah, me too, Jai. Hope that he keeps that stuff coming.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. Nothing like hearing Lucky again.
Yeah, it's excellent, man. It was so nice to hear his voice again.
Yeah.
Anyways,
right on.
Looks like we got a Radio Orphan song coming up next, Aja. It's about that time.
Yeah, that's right. And folks, here's Oh Me Oh My from your humble hosts, the Radio Orphans.
It's not her fault at all, and I had no one else to blame. is gone, I did it again. I broke another heart with my life of sin. She was the apple of my eye, and now I'm staring at a clear blue sky. She was the apple of my eye, and now I'm staring at a clear blue sky. Awakening, and I wonder why she left me.
Heard Oh Me Oh My from the Radio Orphans. You can find more of our music in downloadable MP3 format at songplanet.com/Radio Orphans. Hey Phineas, where can one find more information about this podcast?
Well, you just go to radioorphans.blogspot.com, and while you're there, you can click on the link to our video podcast that Lucky mentioned in his rant.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did, didn't he? That was cool, that Lucky, that satellite thing worked, and, you know.
That was very sweet, man. Thanks again, Lucky.
Yeah, thanks, Lucky. Well, this concludes the 33rd episode of the Radio Orphans Podcast. Radio Orphans Podcast and videos are available at rmedia.org. All music in this podcast is used with permission. Intro courtesy of Clarity and the Brothers P. We
thank you
for listening.